Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
They fall away. They completely abandoned Christianity, the things of Christ, and went back to Judaism. He says, if they do that, and we call, again, reversionism, they went back to the temple worship system. If they do that, now here's the key. This is the problem right here that people have. Remember, it started, it's impossible. Then it brings them down to renew themselves again unto repentance. It's impossible to renew themselves again unto repentance. In other words, they went back to the temple and they're not coming back here. But preacher, what about 1 John 1:9? I know what 1 John 1:9 says. You could quote it. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all. And what does the word all mean? Everything. Okay. Here's the key though. You have to confess. If you don't confess, if you don't repent, you're not forgiven. And we're not talking about salvation. Are you with me? Now, I'm going to say something that most people would think I'm a heretic, but it's so help me, okay? When you're saved, all of your sins are not for in the future sins. Your past and present, when you call upon the name Lord, you are robed in the righteousness of God, but you know you're still a sinner. And when we sin, we still need to confess our sins. If we don't confess our sins, then we're not forgiven of those sins. On the way to heaven, absolutely, no doubt, but we don't lose our salvation. But I hear preachers all the time saying, all your sins are under the blood, past, present, and future. I know what they're saying is theologically wrong. You must confess your sins. Are y'all following? I don't say you have to agree with me, but you've been wrong before. That's why 1 John 1:9 is there. If we confess it, what if we don't? Well, you're still going to heaven. But we stand at the Bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ. And let me go on from here. It's not that they could not, but they would not. They will not. That's the difference. They're back in that religious system and they will not come back. Not that they could not. There's a huge difference. Remember, Jesus is weeping over Jerusalem. He said, Jerusalem, you know, that as a mother hen would gather his chicks under the wing, that you would come to me. And then he says, he didn't say, but you would not. He didn't say they could not. He said, but you would not come. And this is what Paul is saying. They're not coming back. Okay. They made their choice. They're not. Let us go on. Let us move on ahead. All right. Remember when John the Baptist preached repentance to the people in Luke 3:8, bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance. He was referring to the evidence of repentance, a change of direction in your life and the way you're living. Many of the Hebrew believers were returning to the temple sacrifice at that time, and Paul was warning of the danger of that. They're going back. It's not that God prohibits their repentance. It's because they don't want to repent because of the persecution and things that they were facing. You know, with Christ, you're going to have tribulation and difficulties. And some people, well, we're going to go back here. Okay. So don't get confused here. It's not that they could not. It's that they would not come back. And Paul understood that. Okay. It's not that God prohibits their repentance. It's because they don't want to. Now, remember from the beginning of our study, they started drifting from the word. Remember, that was a slow thing, Hebrews 2:1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Remember, backsliding doesn't happen overnight. You just don't wake up Monday morning after going to church Sunday and say, I think I'm going to backslide and get out of God's will. It don't happen that way. What happened is slowly by slowly. And before you know it, you're so far away. Wow, what happened? God didn't move, you moved. That's what it means. You begin to drift. And then after you drift, if you don't get back to where you need to be, the next thing, you begin to doubt God's word. Remember, we spent a lot of time in chapter number 3, verse number 12, where it says, but exhort one another daily, which is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. They begin to doubt. And again, we talked about that. And then there was the dullness. of God. They came, they began dull to God's word. Go back to verse number 11 of chapter number 5. There it is. Of whom we have uttered many things to say and hard to be seen, ye are dull of hearing, dull. So it was a process. And then they begin to despise, and we'll get that later, and then departing from the word of God and disobeying and defiling God's word. That's the steps that these Hebrews were taking, and Paul was warning them. And then let me finish here. We got verse number 6. Seeing they crucified himself, the Son of God afresh, and putting him to an open shame. Literally, they're raising up on the cross over and over. That's what that word, seeing they crucify afresh. Every time they take that little lamb, again, afresh, over and over and over again. Open shame means to expose to public disgrace. We either crucify the Lord, or we crown the Lord with our lives, by our testimony, as people see us. And then we see verse number 7 and 8, again, the illustration of the serious of consequences of falling away. We see in verse number 7, the fruitfulness, you've been blessed, because there's fruit. Verse number 8, well, what happened to the fruit? You've been rejected. It does not mean they lost their salvation. The word is adokimos, where it talks about rejected in verse number 8, adokimos. It's that same word, and time won't allow it. It means unapproved or unfit. In 1 Corinthians, jot this down. I see a lot of y'all taking notes. 1 John 9:27, Paul used this same word. Lest I be a castaway. He wasn't talking about losing his salvation. Paul was talking about in God's service, lest I be unfit. The word's like a cracked pot, like a water pot they used to use, and they put water in it, and it's cracked, and you know it don't hold water anymore, and they put it on a shelf. It's unfit for the purpose that it was designed to be. That's what that word rejected means. Not that they're dying and going to hell, but now they're unfit for the purpose that God had called them to do. That they, literally, it's rejected, and nigh unto cursing, and boy, I could say that so much time, whose end is to be burned. They're not dying and going to hell. Their works, remember we talked about the repentance of from dead works and things that they have done. And again, 1 Corinthians, jot this down, 1 Corinthians 9, 11 through 15. 1 Corinthians 9 through 11, verse 11 through 15. We will stand at the judgment seat of Christ and our works will be burned. Remember wood, hay, stubble? That's what he's talking about here, about the briars and the thorns. They went back and they're not producing fruit. God had blessed them, and yet they're not producing fruit. So because of that, they're going to be rejected, not rejected in heaven, but here on earth, they're not of any service for the Lord. They're unapproved and nigh. We're not, and I got to quit. The old preachers used to say this, they get to heaven by the skin of their teeth. I know what they mean. No, none of them get, everybody get to heaven by the skin of their teeth. We get to heaven by the grace of God. But the thought is they get to heaven with nothing to offer. No rewards. They've not done anything for Christ. That's what he's talking about. And then that's why we get in verse number 9. I'll close this. But I'm persuaded that you are going to do better. And I wrote this. I'm persuaded that you're going to live for God, that you're not going to remain babes in Christ, but you're going to grow up and produce fruit. I expect better of you. These are words of encouragement because of the persecution and other believers and friends who are going back to the temple. And he's telling these believers, listen, you're going to do better. I expect better of you. Why? Because Christ is better. He's so much better than the temple has to offer. Father, thank you for your word. Lord, we know that Christ is better, and without him, Lord, we are nothing. Thank you for that great salvation. Lord, that we'll continue to grow. I thank you for these ones that have come this morning. Lord, as newborn babes, we all desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. But Lord, we want to continue to grow where we are able to eat the meat of the word. And then we're able to teach others. Lord, not just for us, but for others, that we can teach others. Lord, bless our morning worship. We'll be careful to give you all praise, honor, and glory due your name. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.